To the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. I am Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview over at theweeklyworldview.com. I am guest hosting for Bob today. He's been gracious enough to allow me into his seat while he's in Michigan. Bob has just attended the memorial service there in Owosso, Michigan. For James Pulian. We'll probably be able to get an update from Bob a little bit later in the broadcast. But I want to start out with some news. Jimmy Carter has reared his ugly head in the news again, to the dismay of the Democratic Party. What does he say? He says he's bothered by the heightened climate of racial and other hate speech since the election of President Barry Ho, otherwise known as Barack Hussein Obama. And I don't recall, maybe someone in the studio audience here can remind me, I don't recall hearing any speeches from Jimmy Carter about Israel since Barry Ho came into office. Does anyone recall? Because that's the only place I typically hear racial and other hate speech, is when Jimmy Carter is discussing the topic of Israel and the Palestinians, because he's an anti-Semite, Jimmy Carter is. In addition to being an utter failure and a joke, you know, one of the first impressions I ever developed as a young child was an impression of Jimmy Carter that I used to do for my mom and dad, and they thought it was hilarious, but they were probably just humoring me. And I was an aspiring cartoonist, and one of the first cartoons I ever came up with was a cartoon of Jimmy Carter. So even at the, tender age of 8 years old, I was already making fun of Jimmy Carter. I was ahead of my time, indeed. All right, the number to call if you want to be on the broadcast is 1-800-836-9278. This is Bob Enyart Live, Doug McBurney sitting in. 1-800-836-9278 if you want to be on the air and speak your mind to Denver and nay all the world via the internet. And I want to address that quickly. We do have an internet broadcast here, not just a broadcast. Bob Enyart, for the last decade, has been building online basically a repository of Christian resources so that future generations will have access to a Christian worldview via the internet for as long as the internet's around, until the great collapse, until the big fire that consumes everything, from which those in Jesus Christ will be saved. But that big fire, until then, there will be a resource in existence on the internet for anyone who wants to know what the Christian worldview is regarding any given subject, regarding any given controversy. And it's KGOV.com, and we're working this month to keep that going, folks. Now, we have an army of supporters here at Bob Enyart Live, but it's a small army. And even with the loyal, dedicated, sacrificial giving of our small army, the amount of money that comes in just doesn't go, it just doesn't pay all the bills all the time around here. And so we have our telethon twice a year. September now is our telethon for the internet, the national arm of the ministry, to make sure we can keep that going. And I want you people in the audience to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, do you think that Bob Enyart's effort to teach right and wrong is making a real difference for people in this culture? You have to answer that question for yourself. And the second question, if this ministry were to end today, what do you think it would mean for the next generation coming up? And third, if you had an opportunity to make sure that this ministry continued, would you make a financial contribution today to do it? You know, Paul told us, today is the day of salvation. And it rings true in all aspects of life. Today is the day for anything. Anything you decide to do, if you move on it today, it will happen. If you put it off until tomorrow, it may never happen. So I'm asking you, if you believe in this ministry, to move on it today. Now, Yesterday was the halfway point of the month. Our goal is $40,000. We were at 18,700 and change yesterday. Today we're at $19,450. So we've come up short here at the middle of the month. We're $541 short of our goal. As of midnight last night, we were hoping to be at $20,000. So I'm asking those of you in the audience who benefit from the ministry, whether it's this broadcast, whether it's the teaching ministries, the books Bob's written, the videos, the audio material that he puts out, the Bible studies, if indeed you feel we're worthy, we need you to act today. Don't wait. Act today. All right, now I'll get off the telethon because I don't want to lose too many listeners. Do I have anything else from the news that's interesting? There's not really that much interesting news. I've got an interesting story from Washington, D.C. Police said that they're searching for a gunman there in Washington, D.C. in a wheelchair who shot a woman and then fled before patrol cars arrived. And the attack occurred at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The victim stepped off a bus and a fellow rolled up on a wheelchair. Yeah, Will. Will says, was that a drive-by? I suppose it was a drive-by, Will. That's very astute of you to note that. Anyway, the fellow wheels up on a wheelchair and shot the woman. Now, she's not dead. Otherwise, I wouldn't be yucking it up about the story. She was shot in the foot. She steps off the bus. She says that she had some kind of a verbal altercation with this fellow a few weeks ago. She was riding the bus yesterday. She got off, and he rolled up and shot her. Didn't say anything. He just shot her. And, you know, oftentimes we think, or at least I do, about the nature of sinful man. And that, you know, the Bible tells us that sin dwells in our members, and somehow it's attached to our physicality and our physical abilities. But this story reminds us that one doesn't have to be in full control of one's physical abilities in order to be sinful. In fact, this fellow, well, I'll get back to this fellow. I want to go to the Bible in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 5. Now, a certain man was at the pool of Siloam who had an infirmity 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" And the fellow said, "Sir, there's no one to put me in the pool." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well. And he took up his bed and he walked. Now afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." So here's a guy who all he was able to do physically was drag himself to the edge of the pool of Siloam and lay in his sick bed all day, hoping for a healing. But he was known to God as a sinful man. And Jesus told him, "Sin no more. I've made you well. Sin no more." So, you know, even with limited physical ability, this man was known by God to be a sinful man. So whether you're disabled or not, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to repent, to turn from your sins, to seek God, to seek righteousness, and to do right. Now, hopefully the D.C. cops will catch this fellow. You know, I doubt there'd be a high-speed chase involved. But hopefully they'll catch him, and if he's tried and convicted, they'll impose a swift death penalty in the hopes that he'll repent before God. Now, I don't want people calling up saying that I want to execute the disabled. That's not the case at all. Only if they shoot. Now, I have a question. If one shoots another person in the foot, would that qualify you for the death penalty? I'm getting nods from the studio audience. Yeah. Because we don't know if he meant to shoot her in the foot or if he was just a bad shot. We don't know all that. But bottom line, if you shoot someone with a firearm, whether they die or not, you should be executed swiftly. And the execution is done in the hopes that you'll repent before God. So that before you actually go to meet Jesus Christ, you'll have an opportunity to repent. That's what the death penalty's for, among other things. But we'll get back to that. Let's go to the phone, I think. This is a pretty risky call. We're going to go to Dave on line 13 from Los Angeles. Dave, speak your mind.
Doug, hello from Los Angeles.
Hello, Dave. That was, I didn't mean anything towards you. It was just towards Los Angeles in general.
Oh, I understand that completely.
Okay, what's on your mind, Dave?
First of all, it's an honor talking to one of the top conservative talk show hosts in the country.
Oh, wow.
I mean, for people that don't know about your show, The Weekly Worldview, only on The Weekly Worldview can you hear Michael Jackson's death referred to as a homicide.
That's right. We came up with that.
Yeah, you know, I'm very thankful today that in the Bible, the word acorn is not used prominently because the homos have already tried to steal the word rainbow away from us.
Yeah.
And acorn is so tainted now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, acorn is pretty bad at this point.
And Doug, my question.
Yes.
On one of Obama's campaign speeches, when the crowd was in a frenzy, this was back, I would say, a little over a year ago.
Yeah, that's when they were all in a frenzy. They seem to have frenzied out since then, but yes, they were in a frenzy.
Yeah, exactly. And towards the end of one of his speeches, he was getting the crowd on their feet for health care, but then he said something very interesting. He said, and we're going to find out why we have so many new cases of autism.
Oh.
And being a listener to Bob Benyard Live, one of the first things that popped into my head was, well, that's a great question. Could the reason that we have so many cases of autism over the last 10, 15, 20 years, could it be linked to the rise of women taking the pill?
Oh, wow, that's a controversial statement.
So pass that one on to Bob.
We want to know if there's a connection between the birth control pill and autism.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we'll look into that.
Yeah, could there be a connection? Otherwise, God bless and keep up the good work.
Well, Dave, I have no idea about the pill, but hold on just a second, Dave, because I want to get your take on this. No, Dave's already given to the telethon, if I'm not mistaken. Haven't you, Dave?
I'm a subscriber to the Bob Benyard Live Televised Classics.
Fantastic.
And if anyone needs confidence, because it's all about talking to the world, and if you can't have confidence in talking to the world, just like you need confidence in sports, get the Bob Benyard Live Televised Classics, watch them, dissect them, enjoy them, and you will build confidence in, number one, the Bible, which is the most important thing in your relationship with Jesus,
right.
But you will build confidence in talking to your neighbor, and that's who we're supposed to love.
Man, awesome, Dave. Awesome, Dave. So the Bob Benyard Live Televised Classics, how much is a subscription for those? It's like $500 a month? How much is it?
Oh, it's under $25 a month. It's about $25 a month.
$25 a month? They're giving that away.
And
people might as well be sticking a gun in Bob's back and stealing those videos from him.
Oh,
that's unbelievable, $25 a month. Is it worth it, Dave?
Oh, you can't put a value on it. Because if you were an athlete and you could watch something that would improve your game to the level of being a all-star player.
Yeah.
Where before you might have you made the team and you played, but you were never an all-star. You never made the Hall of Fame. This can bring you into the biblical Hall of Fame in the sense of loving your neighbor and being very, very diligent in the Word.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Dave, that great commercial for the Televised Classics. But you mentioned the homicide of Michael Jackson.
Yes, sir.
So I want to touch on this. I got an email from one Tom Healy, parts unknown, in Texas. And he says, Doug, Ted Kennedy died, and for a whole weekend we watched the funeral, and they praised him beyond measure, and they even gave him a military honor guard. Now, what did Ted Kennedy do to deserve this? Let's see. He killed Mary Jo Kopechne. And for several decades, he was against everything God was for and for everything God was against. That's Ted Kennedy. Michael Jackson died, Doug. And for over a month, we watched the news media sing his praises. Now, what did he do to deserve this?
Well, he won up Ted Kennedy.
He did.
Because the wicked majority in America, they love, you know, if the Fox Network could get a reality TV show inside of prison, O.J. would be a huge ratings star right now.
Wow. You know, I can't argue with that, Dave.
And as filthy as our culture is, they would even want on HBO where you'd see him in the bathroom. I mean,
okay, all right. We don't want to go any further with that, Dave.
Amen to that.
There's certain parts of reality that I just... Now, let me get to the point of this email, though, Dave, because I want to get your thoughts on this, because this shocked me. Tom Healy from Parts Unknown down in Texas, he says, Doug, Edward Freeman... Have you heard of Edward Freeman? Let me ask you, Dave, out in Los Angeles, have you heard of Edward Freeman?
I have not heard of Edward
Freeman. Okay. Edward Freeman was the most decorated Vietnam era veteran. He risked his life at least 14 times to save his comrades, and he was awarded the nation's highest decoration, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Edward Freeman died last Wednesday, and I just learned about it in an email from Tom Healy, Parts Unknown in Texas. Meanwhile, you can't turn on the television without hearing about some deviant like Michael Jackson or Ted Kennedy. And meanwhile, Edward Freeman passes from the scene and nobody knows about it.
I mean, it seems the media will give you high honors if you should have been executed during your lifetime.
Wow. That's a great point. Flag the tape on that one. We're going to save that. Anyway, Tom Healy closes, Dave. He says, Doug, our country's in deep trouble. Instead of Winston Churchill's, we have Ward Churchill's. And instead of Andrew Jackson's, we have Michael Jackson's.
That's a great line. That's a great line.
Well, Dave, thank you for your insight. And God bless you. Have a great day out there in Los Angeles.
God
Thanks for
you,
your
Doug.
Call. All right. Now, so that was Dave in Los Angeles. So now we have a line open, 1-800-836-9278. If you'd like to participate in the program, give us your thoughts on the homicide of Michelle Jackson, the death of a great American hero, Edward Freeman. Forget Michael Jackson. This guy flew his helicopter in. Let me tell you what happened with this fellow in Vietnam. We had a lot of about 30 wounded soldiers, and the medevac helicopters were told, don't go in there, it's too hot, it's too dangerous. So Edward Freeman flew a Huey helicopter. He wasn't a medevac guy. He was just a helicopter guy. He went in and he got him. And he flew in and out 14 sorties to get these wounded soldiers out of harm's way under hostile enemy fire. And CNN can only talk about Michelle Jackson. And MSNBC and Fox News can only talk about Ted Kennedy. It's Michael. What's that? Michael Jackson? Michelle Jackson. Anyway, that's a real shame, but that gives you an idea of the state of the decline of Western civilization as we see it here. Now, Bob Enyart, do I have any more news that's worth talking about? We've done the wheelchair, Jimmy Carter, the racist Nazi. Well, let's get back to Bob Enyart, by the way. Do you know Bob has taught through 26 books of the Bible? 26 books. So he has 40 books to go. So I told him, we were talking about this yesterday, I said, you've really got to take care of yourself, Bob. You've got 40 more books to go through. And that's a tall order to get through the entire Bible. But I think he can do it. And I just want to give my opinion. I just had a lengthy conversation with a former member of Colorado Right to Life who departed the group because she thinks that we're wasting our time with personhood trying to pass a law that can never be passed. And she thinks we're wasting pro-lifers' time and pro-lifers' money. She didn't have a really good answer to what everyone else has been doing for the last 40 years. But I had a lengthy conversation with her about personhood. And I made the point to her that if we continue to work to pass laws that say if you do this, and jump through this hoop and cross two fingers and close one eye, then you can kill an innocent person and it could be legal. I told her if we keep passing laws like that, we're simply never going to end abortion. Now, she contended that she would, that we could, and I asked her to name one regulation that is on the books now that we, the pro-lifers, have passed that could lead to the eventual end of all abortion. She was unable to name specifically any law that we had passed. I was able to name for her a number of laws that we've passed that will lead to the continued legalization of abortion, even if Roe versus Wade is overturned. Anyway, I had this lengthy conversation with her. And it reminded me of the personhood movement, and I start to think about where it came from. By the way, the personhood movement, if you're not familiar, it is the most important movement in this country since the abolition of slavery. And it's even more important because it involves not only the personhood of an underclass, but involves that underclass being killed. Tortured and killed on a daily basis legally. So it's far more important than the abolition movement. Where did this personhood movement come from? And as I survey the leadership of the personhood movement, I can't help but think to myself, were it not for this ministry, were it not for Bob Enyart Live, not only standing up for the truth of Scripture and the truth of the personhood of the unborn, but training young men and women not to compromise, to do right and risk the consequences. The young men and the young women who are leading the personhood movement are products, directly or indirectly, of this ministry. And so I ask you again, and I'll lay off the telethon, but I think this is very important. I'll ask you again, if this ministry were to disappear today, what would that mean to the next generation coming up? And if you had an opportunity to make sure that this ministry continued, would you make a financial contribution today to do it? Okay, now I'll lay off the telethon. We still haven't broken $20,000, by the way, and that is very distressing. Okay, now I want to go to Bob is in Michigan. Now Bob had planned to go to Michigan some time ago to give a powerful seminar called Focus on the Strategy, where he talks about the pro-life movement and what's been happening. And teaches people not to compromise on right from wrong, teaches people not to pass laws that end with "and then you can kill the baby." And Bob has actually went out to Michigan yesterday and attended today and has just left. From what I understand, I'm getting word into the studio right now that Bob has just left the memorial at Willman Field there in Owosso, Michigan, the memorial for Jim Poulian, the pro-lifer who was shot to death last week. So Bob has just left. I'm going to take this call, but if we can get Bob on the line, maybe we could get an update. I'm going to stick his cell phone on the window right now, and perhaps our audio engineer will be able to get us an update from Bob. Let's go right now to line 17 in Oklahoma. Wayne, speak your mind.
Hey, Doug.
Wayne, how are you, brother? How's Oklahoma treating you?
Oh, doing fine.
Well, very well. What's on your mind?
Well, as you know, that we run the archive site for Bob.
Oh, you do?
And Bob asks from time to time about how much data we transfer from the archive site.
So the archives, Wayne, are a part of this repository of Christian biblical information that Bob's been building on the Internet now for years and years.
Yes.
And so tell us what's happening with the archives, Wayne.
Well, just every month we get visits from literally all over the world.
Wow.
And these are shows that are, as you know, are many years old. Something that we provided for Bob when he lost his site many years ago. We called him up and told him, hey, you know, all those shows you thought you'd lost, well, we've recorded them all over the years.
Wow.
We have them all, so we'll put them up there. And we transfer consistently about 30 to 35 gigabytes every month.
30 to 35 gigabytes a month. Wow.
Now, that doesn't really sound like a lot. I mean, it is today, but 4 or 5 years ago, that was a huge amount. And you would think that over time that would slowly go away, you know. But every month we consistently transfer that much data to Vietnam, Korea, Poland, literally worldwide.
Wow.
And so if you're supporting Bob and the Art Live Ministries, that material will be something that people will have access to for years to come. And you will help be a part of a ministry that literally goes worldwide.
Wow. Wayne, that is inspirational. That's inspirational to know, number one, that the members of the body of Christ were working together without even knowing it. Wayne was recording and downloading and saving all these old shows that we've done in the past, so that now there's an archive that exists. Wayne, it's just inspirational. And it does, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't surprise me that people from all over the world look to these resources. And Wayne, I just want to thank you and say God bless you for what you're doing.
Well, it's our pleasure to help the ministry. And not only that, we're calling today in to make a donation on top of that. And, you know, we have been subscribers to the monthly Bible studies until we literally had every one that he made.
Praise the Lord.
And then we have changed to the television shows that we get every month. We've been subscribing to those. So we support the ministry, and then we pay back on top of that to run the other sites to help Bob. And so it's our pleasure to help get his word out.
Well, Wayne, God bless you. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take your information. We're going to get that donation. And now let's go to line 17. Bob in Michigan, speak your mind.
Doug, thanks for being there in studio. We have just gone to Jim Pulliam's memorial service in Michigan, in Owosso, and I'm with John Mankopoulos, who's a longtime local television show host here. And, Doug, I got to tell you, after the memorial, about 50 pro-lifers, 80 pro-lifers went to the local Planned Parenthood and had just an extraordinary time of fellowship and testimony.
Wow. Okay, it sounds like we've lost Bob. It's okay. Well, Bob, thank you for being in Michigan. And thank you for bringing us up to date. There was a memorial service for Jim Pulliam at the local football field there, Willman Field. And after that, a number of pro-lifers, including Bob Enyart, went over to Planned Parenthood and had a silent memorial. I wonder how silent they were there at Planned Parenthood.
Property.
He's back.
Hey, Doug, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right, Jim Pulliam, the memorial service today at the local football stadium. For 20 years, he protested there. He was never allowed to step foot in that stadium. But today, the stadium was filled with Christians, pro-lifers, worshiping the Lord, testimony going out through the media and to the community that Jim was an ambassador of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Okay, and we've lost Bob once again. Let's go to line 16, Daryl in Lakewood. Speak your mind.
Hey, Doug, you were talking about all those wonderful Bible studies. I just want everybody to know that not only are the shows available around the world, the Bible studies are available online as downloadable MP3s.
So
you can go to the KGov store and buy and download them now. And get them in just about any country you live in.
Wow. So the 26 books of the Bible that Bob has taught through that I mentioned, a number of those are available as downloads on the internet.
No, Doug. All of them are available.
All 26 books. That's amazing. What a tremendous resource. Well, Daryl, thank you for letting our audience know that. Where do they go to download those?
At kgov.com, up at the top, is a button called Store.
Yeah,
it's the store. You click on that, and if you go to audio, you'll see all the downloadable resources.
Wow. Daryl, thank you so much. I had neglected to mention those. Folks, give to the telethon. We're out of time. God bless you.